Incarceration's original purpose, to punish crime, ensure public safety, and rehabilitate, is still with us, but doesn't come close to explaining the 7 million Americans currently under the care and oversight of corrections. Key metrics of a healthy society are levels of employment, food security, graduation rates, longevity, and negatively, incidence of chronic disease, discrimination, addiction, and homelessness. To build and sustain a healthy society, community investments must be made in affordable housing, education, child care, public transportation, and physical and mental health services. The adjective affordable modifies each investment. Since local jails and state and federal prisons have become the catch-all for our failure to make these key investments, and we now often jail our social and economic fallout, incarceration has become a powerful indicator of our collective failure to develop strong communities. The economic slide that leads to prison can begin with loss of a job, home, food sources, family, and then often accelerates rapidly with the onset of chronic disease, addiction, and stress-related mental illness. The annual cost to imprison one American runs from $30,000 to $90,000. So we must ask ourselves if prison is the best and most cost-efficient way of handling our neighbors who fall through the cracks in our communities. In healthcare, we know that an ounce of prevention is the best investment. And isn't this true of all social and economic investments? Crime can be parsed into crimes of greed, crimes of pathology, and crimes of need. The first two categories require swift and appropriate justice, but every convicted offender deserves a path to productive reentry into home and community. Sporadic efforts here are showing promise around the country. But crimes of need can be viewed as preventable. If we're honest, we must assess our own complicity as a society when our efforts to prevent or alleviate poverty are inadequate. We must shift our social and economic investments from storing our fallout in cages to ensuring that we make the investments in our communities to encourage economic independence and decent living conditions. And if we think job creation is the answer to all our socioeconomic problems, we better start building more prisons. Advances in automation and artificial intelligence will further erode employment, and we'll need to rethink how to live securely in the future.